Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Born to Destroy Psychopathy in Females. A life story is Winifred Rule's personal account of living inside a family shaped by what she identifies as female psychopathy. The book is primarily a memoir, but it is presented with psychological framing and professional commentary, including a foreword by Carl B. Gacchino, PhD, and additional analysis by Tom Karski, JD. Its purpose is not simply to recount family suffering, but to make visible a form of psychopathic behavior that is often less publicly recognized than male criminal psychopathy. Rule focuses on the long duration of abuse, manipulation, emotional instability, and bewilderment produced when destructive traits appear in intimate family relationships. The book, therefore, sits between survivor narrative and applied psychological study. It is aimed at readers seeking to understand psychopathy through lived experience, especially where charm, denial, family loyalty, and social expectations can obscure the damage caused by female perpetrators. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, female psychopathy presented through domestic rather than criminal settings. A central contribution of Born to Destroy is its emphasis on female psychopathy as it appears inside ordinary family life rather than in the more familiar setting of violent crime. Corporate manipulation, or male antisocial behavior. Rule presents the psychopathic figure not as an obviously marginal criminal, but as a mother and sister whose behavior operates through proximity, dependence, and social camouflage. This framing matters because family roles often create assumptions of care, sacrifice, and maternal protection. When destructive behavior occurs within those roles, outsiders may discount the victim's account or interpret the conflict as ordinary family tension. The book, therefore, expands the reader's understanding of psychopathy by showing how manipulation, cruelty, emotional domination, and lack of remorse can be embedded in daily interactions. Its focus on women is not used to argue that female psychopathy is identical in presentation to male psychopathy, but to insist that the disorder should not be treated as exclusively male. The family setting makes the harm cumulative, because the victim cannot easily exit childhood dependence or publicly identify the source of danger. Secondly, memoir combined with psychological interpretation as a method of witness, Rule uses personal history as the primary evidence base. But the book is not structured as a simple autobiography. Its distinctive method is the combination of lived testimony with psychological interpretation and expert framing. This gives the narrative two functions. First, it records the subjective experience of confusion, fear, and adaptation that can occur when a child is raised by a severely manipulative parent. Second, it invites the reader to interpret those experiences through the language of psychopathy, rather than through vague labels such as difficult, selfish, or unstable. The scholarly elements are important because memoirs about family abuse can be dismissed as private grievance if they lack conceptual grounding. At the same time, the personal narrative gives emotional and behavioral texture to clinical ideas that may otherwise remain abstract. The book's value lies in this bridge. It does not replace formal diagnosis or research, but it gives clinicians, survivors, and informed readers a sustained account of how traits associated with psychopathy may be experienced over time by those closest to the person. Thirdly, the life course impact of growing up with a psychopathic parent. The book treats psychopathic abuse as a life course problem rather than a sequence of isolated incidents. This perspective is crucial because the damage described is not limited to a single traumatic event. It accumulates through repeated exposure to deception, emotional attack, control, and unpredictability. In a parent-child relationship, the child must depend on the same person who is the source of danger, which can distort the child's sense of trust, responsibility, and self-interpretation. Rule's account also shows why recovery is complicated when the destructive person remains connected to major life stages, including marriage, parenthood, and extended family relationships. The problem is not only what the parent does, but how the parent continues to shape the emotional climate around the survivor. By following the effects across time, the book helps readers understand why survivors may struggle to name the abuse until much later. The life course approach also clarifies why psychopathy within families is not merely a personality problem of one individual, but a relational force that reorganizes the lives of others. Fourthly, psychopathic manipulation as a source of confusion and social disbelief. Born to Destroy gives particular attention to the bewilderment produced by psychopathic behavior in close relationships. Manipulation is damaging, not only because it causes direct harm, but because it disrupts the victim's ability to make sense of events. A person who can appear charming, plausible, or socially acceptable in public may behave destructively in private, leaving the target isolated and uncertain about how to explain the pattern. This problem is especially severe when the alleged abuser is a woman in a caregiving role, because cultural expectations may make cruelty seem less believable. Rule's narrative shows how victims can be forced into a double burden, enduring the behavior itself and then defending the reality of what occurred. The book also illustrates why psychopathic harm can be difficult for outsiders to detect. It may emerge through small humiliations, strategic distortions, emotional traps, and calculated violations rather than through obvious public aggression. This focus helps readers understand why recognition is often delayed and why validation can be an important part of recovery. Lastly, survival, moral interpretation, and the search for trustworthy relationships. Although the book centers on destructive family dynamics, it also examines the possibility of survival beyond them. Rule's account is significant because it does not portray the survivor only as damaged by psychopathy. It also shows the work of building a life outside the logic of manipulation. This includes learning to recognize patterns, protecting later relationships, and distinguishing genuine care from performative charm or control. The book also raises a broader moral and interpretive question about psychopathy, whether such behavior should be understood only in behavioral and psychological terms, or whether it also evokes older language of evil and moral corruption. The presence of religious and scholarly commentary around the book reflects this tension. Rather than resolving the question in a purely clinical way, the work shows why survivors often experience psychopathic cruelty as both psychological injury and moral violation. Its practical implication is that recovery requires more than naming a disorder. It involves rebuilding trust, finding credible witnesses, and forming relationships that are not organized around fear, domination, or deception. In conclusion, Born to Destroy is most relevant for readers who want a survivor-centered account of psychopathy in a family context, especially clinicians, therapists, social workers, and readers who have encountered manipulative or emotionally abusive relatives. It may also be useful for students of abnormal psychology or criminal justice who want to understand why psychopathy cannot be reduced to prisons, violent crime, or male offenders. The book's practical benefit is its detailed attention to recognition. It helps readers see how charm, denial, family roles, and social disbelief can hide persistent cruelty. Its intellectual benefit is the way it places memoir beside psychological interpretation, allowing personal testimony to illuminate concepts that clinical summaries often flatten. Compared with many books on psychopathy, Born to Destroy stands out because its focus is female psychopathy within the domestic sphere. It is not a general diagnostic manual, and should not be read as a substitute for professional assessment or empirical research. Its strength is narrower and more distinctive. It gives sustained attention to the lived consequences of growing up with a psychopathic mother and sister. In that category, it offers a rare combination of survivor witness, family systems relevance, and psychological reflection. If you would like to support Winifred Rule, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.